新书、旧书，知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。
John Maynard Keynes，
凯恩斯传。
精彩点评。
These technical deficiencies in Skidelsky's academic training are the main defect, not only in this book.But in the entire corpus of Skidelsky's writings on Keynes going back over 30 years. I will concentrate on Skidelsky's error-filled statements concerning Keynes's A Treatise on Probability, 1921 TP, and The Logical Theory of Probability, on page 95.
专业的学术训练不足是斯基德尔斯基主要的缺点。不仅在这本书暴露出来，在他过去30年里所写的所有关于凯恩斯的文集里都有体现。我将把重点放在他充满错误的一些陈述，包括凯恩斯的概率论1921年 TP 和第95页的概率逻辑理论。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
These technical deficiencies in Skidelsky's academic trainingare the main defect.
专业的学术训练不足是斯基德尔斯基主要的缺点。
Not only in this book, but in the entire corpus of Skidelsky's writings on Keynes going back over 30 years.
不仅在这本书暴露出来，在他过去30年里所写的所有关于凯恩斯的文集里都有体现。
I will concentrate on Skidelsky's error-filled statements.
我将把重点放在他充满错误的一些陈述。
Concerning Keynes's A Treatise on Probability, 1921 TP, and The Logical Theory of Probability, on page 95.
包括凯恩斯的概率论1921年 TP 和第95页的概率逻辑理论。
多学一点。
Concentrate on, 集中于，全神贯注于。这个词组也可以说成 concentrate upon， 比如说要集中精力工作就是 concentrate on my work， 我们也可以说 concentrate one's effort on something， 意思就是致力于做某事。 We must concentrate our efforts on improving education， 我们必须致力于改进教育工作。 Concerning 意思是关于。This is a proposal concerning the construction of the new airport. 这是关于新建新机场的一项建议。我们要注意这个词同 concerned 的区别。我们先来看一个例句。They called on all departments concerned to take actions. 他们呼吁各有关部门采取措施。可以看出 concerned 的含义是有关的。这是一个后置定语。通常放在他所修饰的词语的后面，比如说 people concerned 是有关人员。
Skidelsky conflates the principle of indifference with the principle of insufficient reason. They are not the same. Keynes's poi requires a balance or symmetry of the relevant, available evidence or factors involved before equiprobabilities are assigned. Advocates of the principle of insufficient reason, on the other hand, argue thatEquiprobabilities can be applied in states where no relevant evidence exists. Keynes always rejected this kind of reasoning.
斯基德尔斯基把无差异法则和不充分理由原则混淆在一起，然而他们是有区别的。凯恩斯认为无差异法则要求相关体的平衡或对称，在使用等概率之前必须获得有力证据或因素。相反，不充分理由原则的追随者认为没有相关证据存在的情况下也可以使用等概率。凯恩斯一直都反对这种理论。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
Skadelsky conflates the principle of indifference with the principle of insufficient reason.
斯基德尔斯基把无差异法则和不充分理由原则混淆在一起。
They are not the same.
然而他们是有区别的。
Keynes's point requires a balance or symmetry of the relevant available evidence or factors involved before equiprobabilities are assigned.
凯恩斯认为无差异法则要求相关体的平衡或对称，在使用等概率之前必须获得有力证据或因素。
Advocates of the principle of insufficient reason, on the other hand, argue that
相反，不充分理由原则的追随者认为
Equiprobabilities can be applied in states where no relevant evidence exists.
没有相关证据存在的情况下也可以使用等概率。
Keynes always rejected this kind of reasoning.
凯恩斯一直都反对这种理论。
多学一点。
On the other hand, 这个词组相信大家都不会陌生。通常我们都说 on one hand, on the other hand, 一方面，另一方面。比如说 on one hand, nature is our friend. On the other hand, it will hurt us sometimes. 一方面，自然是我们的朋友。可另一方面，它有时候也会伤害我们。在我们这篇文章中 ,on the other hand 表示但是，相当于 but。
Skadelsky bases his assessment of Keynes's logical theory of probability on the error-filled work of A. Carabelli and R. O'Donnell. Carabelli and O'Donnell based their assessments of the TP on four sources. 1. Keynes's introductory guide to the measurement of probability in Chapter 3 of the TP. 2.F. Ramsey's 1922 book review of the TP in The Cambridge Magazine. 3. F. Ramsey's 1926 book review of the TP in his article, Truth and Probability, published in 1931 in the Book of Articles. And 4. Keynes's 4-page eulogy and very brief review of the book in 1931.
斯基德尔斯基对凯恩斯的概率逻辑理论的评价基于错误百出的卡拉贝利和奥唐纳两人，而这两人对概率论的评价又以四个来源为基础。一、凯恩斯在概率论第三章关于概率测量的导读。二、F. 拉姆齐1922年在剑桥杂志发表的对概率论的书评。三、F. 拉姆齐1926年所写1931年发表于一本文集的评论概率论的文章，名叫《真理和概率》。四、凯恩斯1931年对这本书长达四页纸的赞颂和简单回顾。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
Skadelsky bases his assessment of Keynes's logical theory of probability on the error-filled work of A. Carabelliand R. O'Donnell.
斯基德尔斯基对凯恩斯的概率逻辑理论的评价基于错误百出的卡拉贝利和奥唐纳两人。
Carabelli and O'Donnell based their assessments of the TP on four sources.
而这两人对概率论的评价又以四个来源为基础。
1. Keynes's Introductory Guide to the Measurement of Probability in Chapter 3 of the TP.
一，凯恩斯在概率论第三章关于概率测量的导读。
2. F. Ramsey's 1922 book review of the TP in The Cambridge Magazine.
二，F. 拉姆齐1922年在剑桥杂志发表的对概率论的书评。
3. F. Ramsey's 1926 book review of the TP in his article Truth and Probability, published in 1931 in a book of articles.
3. F. 拉姆齐1926年所写1931年发表于一本文集的评论概率论的文章，名叫真理和概率。
And 4.Keynes's four-page eulogy and very brief review of the book in 1931.
4. 凯恩斯1931年对这本书长达四页纸的赞颂和简单回顾。
多学一点。
Base on. Base 的意思是基础、根据。这个词组的意思就是把什么建立在什么的基础之上。比如说，爱应该建立在互相包容的基础之上。我们可以说We should base love on mutual tolerance. 在这里，我们可以把 base 和 basis 进行一下比较。这两个词都是表示基础，但是 base 侧于看得见、摸得着的基础，比如说 the base of monument, 纪念碑的基座，而 basis 则是指抽象的基础，比如说 the basis of our cooperation, 我们合作的基础。
现在我们再来听一次英文原文。
These technical deficiencies in Skidelsky's academic training are the main defect, not only in this book, but in the entire corpus of Skidelsky's writings on Keynes going back over 30 years. I will concentrate on Skidelsky's error-filled statements concerning Keynes's A Treatise on Probability.1921 TP and the logical theory of probability. On page 95, Skidelsky conflates the principle of indifference with the principle of insufficient reason. They are not the same. Keynes's poi requires a balance or symmetry of the relevant available evidence or factors involved before equiprobabilities are assigned.Advocates of the principle of insufficient reason, on the other hand, argue that equiprobabilities can be applied in states where no relevant evidence exists. Keynes always rejected this kind of reasoning. Skidelsky bases his assessment of Keynes's logical theory of probability on the error-filled work of A. Carabelli and R. O'Donnell. Carabelli and O'Donnell.Based their assessments of the TP on four sources. 1. Keynes's Introductory Guide to the Measurement of Probability in Chapter 3 of the TP. 2. F. Ramsey's 1922 book review of the TP in The Cambridge Magazine. 3. F. Ramsey's 1926 book review of the TP in his article, Truth and Probability.Published in 1931 in a book of articles, and 4. Keynes's four-page eulogy and very brief review of the book in 1931.
Cloud.com